As Antarctica faces growing conservation threats, a new report calls for a coordinated effort to protect the continent. With experts from over 40 countries involved, the report identified 10 major challenges categorized as either environmental or geopolitical, which hovers over Antarctica's future. I spoke to research fellow from the Securing Antarctica's Environmental Future Program, Dr. Zachary Carter, to learn more.
So this report was commissioned as a decadal update to an original horizon scan study that was obviously conducted over 10 years ago. So we wanted to take a look at what challenges are facing the Antarctic region in terms of conservation. And we wanted to compare those with what was identified previously and with what's been coming up and emerging now. So our study brought together 131 experts to sort of pinpoint the most pressing emerging conservation threats that are facing Antarctica and the Southern Ocean. And so we used something called horizon scanning, which is a structured way of bringing experts together to identify emerging issues before they escalate. And we identified 10 key challenges. So this includes things from extreme weather events to changes in environmental protection policies, geopolitical instability, and even novel diseases. And many of these threats that we identified sit outside of the Antarctic Treaty System's traditional remit. So the Antarctic Treaty System is the governance regime for the Antarctic region. And this highlights both the vulnerabilities of the Antarctic region, but also opportunities for reform. And so by anticipating the challenges now, we can give policymakers and conservationists the insights they need to strengthen protection of one of the planet's most critical and fragile ecosystems.
Zach, also noticed in the report, you mentioned something about iceberg harvesting and agricultural expansion, especially the second point. I wouldn't put Antarctica and agriculture two together in a normal circumstance. So can you tell us a bit about that?
Absolutely. So I'll start kind of with iceberg harvesting. And this really exemplifies, it is a bit of a wacky idea seemingly right now, but it sort of exemplifies one of the main issues that we found. It's that many of the challenges we identified fall into sort of similar broad categories that were actually highlighted over a decade ago. So iceberg harvesting sits in with this resource exploitation and economic interest category, so along things with hydrocarbon exploration, bioprospecting, or mineral extraction. And so this tells us something that's really important. The drivers that are shaping Antarctic conservation are not going away. They're persistent, and in many cases, they're just taking on new forms. So iceberg harvesting, as a good example, sounds really novel, but it's just another expression of the same long-standing interest in exploiting Antarctic resources.
I understand like all these issues that the report is looking at, they're all very, very important. Would you say at the moment climate change, would it be considered the most pressing issue, or is it maybe the geopolitical landscape that we're in?
So climate change is always a perennial issue for the Antarctic region. But something that novel that we identified was an entirely new group of threats. We call these global disruptions. So these are large-scale events that originate outside Antarctica, ripple into the region, and they can undermine science, governance, and conservation. So this includes things like war among treaty parties or large-scale epidemics or pandemics. So things that we've already seen. What's very important about these is these exist beyond the remit of the Antarctic governance regime. So things that are happening at home are having an impact all the way down at the bottom of the world in Antarctica. There's not much that we can do there at the bottom to actually address them without major reforms to the governance regime itself. And so this goes also for with climate change, where this threat is emerging from around the world outside the region, but is increasingly having an impact and making itself known in the Antarctic region.
Do you think there is some misconceptions by people out there about Antarctica?
Yeah, so we think of Antarctica as being cast away at the bottom of the world, isolated away from the rest of the world. But really, it's often referred to as the heartbeat of the planet because it affects so many different processes, including ocean circulation and as well as the atmosphere and obviously temperature. So conserving the Antarctic is incredibly important for everywhere else on the world. So considering it out of sight, out of mind, might not be the best choice moving forward. I think we probably need to be considering Antarctica much more heavily in terms of conservation planning.
Going into the future, in terms of addressing the issues and talking about the report, like how should the structural vulnerability in the governance be addressed?
That's a very hard thing to answer, and that's something that we are only just beginning to tackle. We sort of point to it with this research, but we suggest that there might need to be a critical reassessment of how the governance system manages its conservation threats. So this could mean strengthening its capacity to address external drivers directly or aligning them more closely with international frameworks that are better equipped to handle global and cross-jurisdictional challenges.
That was research fellow from the Securing Antarctica's Environmental Future Program, Dr. Zachary Carter.